Everybody, welcome to Michelle is Money Hungry, a show empowering financially single women one conversation at a time. This episode is sponsored by the Money on the Mountain Retreat. Grab your early bird ticket today. Early bird ticket availability ends on February 28th. That is, I think, this Wednesday or Thursday. I can't remember. Want to stay in the loop? Text the phrase Money on the Mountain to 44222. Ignorance is bliss. Looking back, I'm very happy that no one ever told me how hard it really was to go into business for yourself. I'm sure I would have said a thanks but no thanks to the whole thing if someone had really told me about the sleepless nights, the anxiety, the huge stretches of fails that would dot the road to success. Working for yourself is hard AF. And being a single person, male or female, or whatever you consider yourself, in business is intense. So this episode, I thought I would talk about 7 tips that I would like to share about how to run a digital business as a single woman and not go insane. Step number one, or tip number one. You have to build a comprehensive support system and participate actively in those spaces that would support you in what you're trying to do. It is not an accident that I'm an active member of meetup groups, masterminds, niche communities that are specific to the business that I'm pursuing. I run a digital business. I create content online, the podcast, that kind of thing. And I actively sought out, in some cases, people who were similar to me. In other cases, it was an accident. But being in those communities have really helped me stay focused, keep dreaming, and kept me energized, as I tried to pursue the different things that I was trying to do as a person in business. It took longer than I ever expected to figure out what my business mix was, like what I wanted to do. And I needed those communities for feedback, for inspiration, for guidance. And I'm so blessed and thankful to be a part of a lot of different communities. So for example, I am a part of FinCon, which is a community of people who have tasked themselves with sharing all things money. I'm a member of the Elevate community, which is a community of people of color in the personal finance space. I am in a meetup group here in Denver that's all about blogging. I also run a meetup group for people specifically in the digital space here in Denver. I'm also a person who unapologetically geeks out about FinCon as the head of FinCon Colorado, the co-FinCon leader, if you will. And I did some of these on purpose just because I understood that I needed people. And when you're on your own, it's hard. There's times when you just run an idea by, you want to run an idea by someone and you can't because there's no one in your house. And even if there is someone in your house, maybe they don't get it. So that is tip number one. You need to be a part of communities and spaces that get what you're trying to do. Tip number two is you need to get really comfortable with saying no and saying no often. This is something that has taken a while for me to get as crazy comfortable with it as I am now. This year in particular, I say no all the time. Last year was a year where I was understanding that I had to say no more often in order to say yes to what I needed to do for me. And it's been a transformative experience for me, both personally and professionally. Even last night, I was at an event, ran into someone and they were like, hey, I would love for you to do this thing. And I was like, nope. And the reason wasn't because I didn't believe in what they were doing. It just wasn't going to serve me well right now. And being comfortable with saying that internally and expressing that externally in a way that's nice, it's hard. It's hard to say no to people when you really love what they're doing and you really support them and you want to cheer them on and you want to be a part of what they're doing. But as you are growing, whatever it is you're growing, you can't have you can't be available for everyone every time. So you have to say no, and it's hard, but you have to do it. Number three, you need to understand that in many cases, your income will dictate how seriously other people will perceive your business endeavors. So I will put a little asterisk on this. I know people who are making substantial amounts of money and still people don't take what they're doing seriously. So they still get people suggesting that they get regular jobs and things like that, but they're making like $300,000 a year. So they're literally making more than the person who is telling them that they should get a regular job. There's a disconnect. But when you're not making $300,000 a year, a lot of people just don't take what you're doing seriously, even though you do. And I'm just going to be honest and blunt. Most people won't take what you're doing seriously until you start showing serious receipts. And that might even include you. So the problem with that is there is usually a gap between learning everything, honing your skills, learning how to market, and the money. And that is a hard space to navigate through mentally and energetically. So just understand that not only is it important for you to get that the money and the receipts will dictate how serious other people view what you're doing, but it may also be the same for you. Tip number four. I talk about this a lot. I'm going to keep kind of beating this one into the ground. You have to break up with meetings. This year, I got very, very serious about not having meetings. I had so many meetings last year, and I found myself just so annoyed all the time. I was like, why am I meeting so, like, what is the point to all this? And I'm happy to say that this year, I don't really meet people that much. I'm still doing the same things and still making things happen. I'm still signing up for projects and collaborations, all the stuff, but I'm doing it in a way that frees up a lot more time. I can't even express to you how wonderful it is. It's like the most glorious. It's glorious because I was literally going insane with all the meetings. You don't have to meet as much as you think you do. Even when you're trying to do a collaboration, build an event, whatever it is, you can do a lot of the initial kind of sussing out, if you will, via email or via, you know, like a Zoom, like you could, or bombbomb.com, where you record the conversation, shoot it over to the other person, and you're good. So my point is you don't need to have as many meetings. I have availability every other week for meetings, and I actually cut my availability in half. Feel great. Don't miss them. Hasn't made a difference in what I'm trying to do. I strongly suggest this. You need to break up with meetings. You need to nurture your mindset. This is tip number five. Mindset is everything. And I will say that this is an area that I focus on quite a bit because wayward thoughts can become a slippery slope. You need to journal, meditate, rest, create systems, whatever you need to do in order to stay focused and believe in what you're trying to do. Nurturing your mindset is everything. Like if you don't believe what you're trying to do, no one else is going to. It's just that simple. Number six, you need to track everything. This is a little embarrassing to admit, but even though I was kind of tracking things, the way that I'm tracking my numbers this year is very different. I would say that before I would look at my numbers, but I wouldn't really have a place that I was putting them. Like I would look at them and I'd be like, okay, I like got a feeling about how things are going. And that was a huge, huge mistake. You have to track your numbers, whether it's social media followers, whether it's downloads, whether it's subscribers, whatever it is. But the most important number that you need to be tracking is your income. And the reason why is you can make adjustments based on where your money is coming from. So I discovered that my income was coming in from the wrong revenue streams. Like I was not focusing enough on revenue streams that I really should have been. And I looked at the numbers. It was like cold hard cash. And that was really illuminating and a little disturbing, but it was good to see where the money was coming in, because then I could be like, okay, what do I need to do to grow income here? So last year I started tracking my blog income. So each month I would do a blog income report. And as a result, my blog income grew. That simple. And so that is something that you have to track your money. You have to look at it without emotion. So in my case, I, in the past, have been making money in a couple of different areas. So affiliate income, now in my books, with my courses, with freelance writing, with side hustles. Like, I had all these different things. I have an event this year. So I now look at where the money is coming from. I estimate when I think it's going to flow into my bank account. So for example, the event that I'm running, Money on the Mountain, the bulk of that money will not come in until the event. And so I had to adjust my expectations. Freelance writing, that's money that flows in every month. But I looked at the amount that I felt like I should be earning per month with that. And I'm adjusting what my process is to make sure that I'm consistently hitting that number. Again, how to figure all this out? I just looked at my cash flow, and I also tried to figure out when I thought the majority of the money would come in for each revenue stream. For my Autumn Stone books, we're going into the summer season already. I'm seeing the book sales going up. So I know that based on empirical evidence and speaking with other authors, that this is actually a really good time of year for type of books that I write. So I'm in the process of kind of just figuring out what I think I will earn from now until really October, because I think it could be pretty substantial, but it just depends. So you need to track your numbers. And finally, be honest. This is the final tip. Be honest about what you really want your business to be. I got kind of sidetracked by the idea of coaching. I actually have done a lot of work that resembles coaching, and I should have understood that that was just not going to be appealing to me. I wouldn't be bad at it. I was really good at what I used to do, but I quit what I used to do because I didn't like it. So what I do enjoy is running my course. I absolutely love running my course. I love the interactions. I love helping people win in that way. It's just a different energy that I use. And I think as people are building businesses, in particular digital businesses, they need to be honest about what they want to do. Just because something is lucrative doesn't mean it's the best fit. So that is it. That's a short episode for today. The 7 tips to running a digital business as a single woman without going crazy. If you enjoyed the show, make sure that you like and subscribe. Please do email me as well if you have any questions or just feedback. And I hope you enjoyed the Oscars. I was watching the Oscars. I never watch the Oscars. Like, I never watched them ever. Like, in the last like 6-7 years, I just no interest, because I very rarely go to the movies. And when I do, it's actually, I watch the movies once they hit the library. So watch them for free. This year, I loved it. Like, I literally have only seen one movie, which was Black Panther. And I watched it late. Like, I was like a year late or something. Watched it at Red Rocks here in Colorado. It was the best place ever. Sold out venue, 9,000 people under the stars. Incredible experience. Anywho, my point is, I haven't watched any other movies. I loved the show. They should never have another host again because it was that good. But I want to leave you with a quote from Lady Gaga, because she kind of in tears a little bit about her experience as an artist, that she was accepting the award. I think it was for the song, for Shallow, which she sang with that sexy beast, Bradley Cooper. Anyway, she said this: "It's not about how many times you get rejected or you fall down and get beaten up. It's about how many times you stand up and are brave and you keep on going." And I feel like that applies to business as well. So with those words in mind, thank you, Lady Gaga. Congratulations. I do hope you have a beautiful day. Happy Monday. And make sure you get your Money on the Mountain tickets. Take care.